This patient has a diagnosis of subclinical hypothyroidism, which is characterized by an elevated serum TSH, but a normal T3 and T4. For the purposes of the USMLE, steps 1 and 2, you merely need to be aware of the arrows for subclinical hypothyroidism. You ask most students, they have no fucking idea. It's simply going to be, as I said, an increase in TSH, but your T3 and T4 are normal, okay? Now, we do not treat subclinical hypothyroidism most of the time. So if you're not sure of the exact times that we treat, which I'll talk about in a moment, just go with no treatment necessary. And in this case, the answer is simply schedule follow-up appointment in 3 months. Now, there are three instances in which we do treat subclinical hypothyroidism. The relevance is probably more on the step three level, but just for kicks, we are going to treat subclinical hypothyroidism when TSH is greater than 10. Here, this patient has a TSH between 5 and 10, okay? It's at 6.7, so that's not the treatable range. So a TSH greater than 10, we would give levothyroxine. We would also treat with levothyroxine if the patient has a positive antibody screen for Hashimoto thyroiditis. So that would be if the patient had positive antibodies against thyroperoxidase, also known as antimicrosomal, or if the patient had antithyroglobulin antibodies. And then the third indication for treatment of subclinical is if the patient is pregnant, okay? So once again, most of the time we do not treat subclinical hypothyroidism, and be aware that TSH is elevated and T3 and T4 are normal. Students sometimes confuse this diagnosis, the arrows, with euthyroid 6 syndrome, which I talked about in the previous question, number 139. This question's 140. But in euthyroid 6 syndrome, we are going to have a normal TSH and T4 and a decrease in T3 and an increase in reverse T3. Okay, so I just simply state those arrows for contrast, because subclinical hypothyroidism and euthyroid 6 syndrome are often confused. Okay, so I'm going to say this one more time. For subclinical hypothyroidism, we have increased TSH, and we have a normal T3 and T4. Okay, euthyroid 6 syndrome, we're going to have normal TSH and T4, we're going to have a decreased T3, and we're going to have an increase in reverse T3. Okay, that's it.